It's a foggy night on old Cape Cod. A perfect night for a mystery. Tonight, Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater presents a Captain Underhill suspense thriller entitled The Case of the Cobra in the Kindergarten.
Here I am, Waverly. Sorry I'm late. Oh, you didn't tell me we were having company.
Hello.
Hello. How do you do? I'm Alexander Schofield.
Alex, this is Uma Roy Chowdhury. She is with the,
The Criminal Research Institute.
Yes, it appears I'm being inducted into their Hall of Fame.
Oh, congratulations.
It is a very great honor. I am here as data archivist sent to record as much of the professional history as I can of your very great captain.
Very great captain? Those your words or his?
He has been telling me some of his cases. He just completed telling me the case of the Calico Lobster.
Oh, that old thing.
Slide in, Alex. Here comes our food. I took the liberty of ordering for you. Your usual.
So, the other hooligan finally shows up.
Hello, Gertie. How are you tonight?
Fine and dandy, Doc. Who has chowder? I know you do. Here are your extra crackers, too.
Thank you.
The other cups for her.
I'll need more.
I'll bring them.
Gertie, this is Uma Roy Chowdhury. Miss Chowdhury, Gertie McWaters.
Hello.
I am pleased to meet you.
Here you are, Captain. Scallops, the way you like them.
Thank you. Gertie, did you know I'm being inducted into the Criminal Research Institute Hall of Fame?
Inducted? Is that like being electrocuted? And for the young lady, you're Scrod. Oh, let me set down the plate, dear.
Oh, my goodness!
Too late. Here, use my napkin.
And here's mine.
Did I get you wet? I'm sorry.
It is nothing. It is only water.
Here's another.
Oh, goodness, did I cause that?
Oh, Gertie, you should have seen it from my perspective. It was like a Rube Goldberg invention. As you were handing the plate across, one hot asparagus spear rolled off and landed on the back of Waverly's hand.
Which caused my hand to leap up and bump your arm, which sent the plate careening into the water glasses. A chain reaction.
Did you get burned?
No, just startled.
Hot butter is hotter than melted wax.
It wasn't that.
Oh, honey, do you need more napkins?
I think I have mopped up pretty well with these.
Let me have them. I'll bring you more anyway. And two more water glasses.
And?
More oyster crackers, right? Anything else?
No, that should do us.
I'll be right back.
Waverly, what made you jump like that? You normally have steadier nerves than that. Perhaps you should come in for a checkup.
Uh-huh. Always trying to drum up business.
That never works anyway. I never get any business from you.
Well, I get plenty from you.
Please, Gandhi said no violence, please.
The answer to your question, why I jumped like that, is because of what it looks like.
Ooh, what does it look like?
Well, think.
It looks like a stalk of white asparagus.
Cream yellow. Don't you see what it mimics? Same coloration, same length, same diameter. Think.
I can't think. A praying mantis?
No, Alex, come on. What were we searching for so frantically in the elementary school that day?
Oh, it does look a little like that. That was years ago.
It may have been, but the image of it is still ingrained in my mind, fixed and indelible. I know I'll be seeing it for the rest of my days. I still do even now, and it's been, what, 9 years? Look, it's even got the bulbous head resembling the hood.
Yes, it does. Now I see.
Hood of what?
A hooded cobra.
Oh, my. What is this about?
Why don't you tell her? It was one of your cases.
Not really. She's interested in my crime-solving cases. This is not that kind.
But I am interested anyway.
And besides, you did solve a crime. You caught someone red-handed. Miss Chowdhury, this most certainly is one of his cases. He did solve it. And his happening to be around very likely saved the life of at least one child that day.
I would like to know what happened.
Miss Chowdhury, are you familiar with the Arthur Conan Doyle story, The Speckled Band?
I'm afraid not. I probably should be.
Well, in it, Sherlock Holmes tracks down a deadly snake, a swamp adder, the most poisonous snake in India.
I am from there, and I have never heard of such a snake.
I know, because it doesn't exist. Mr. Doyle made it up. In our case, however, the reptile we were searching for was a very real one. All too real, I'm afraid, for one unlucky unfortunate.
My country has the king cobra. Was it a king cobra you were seeking?
No, not a king.
That's the one snake charmers use. Do, 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 do.
All cobras are charmable. No, no, the cobra we were searching for was from a different continent altogether. An Egyptian cobra, Latin name Najahaji, found in the African desert. Nighttime hunters, intelligent and fast-moving. They usually grow to about 4 to 6 feet, sometimes as long as 8. But this one was only as long as your dinner plate, which means, of course, it was a baby, a hatchling. But a baby's bite is just as lethal as an adult's, especially if the person bitten happens to be a child.
This all took place at Robin Hood Elementary School.
Why were you there?
I was there to give a talk to the third grade.
And I was there to do my once-a-year inspection of the medical cupboard. It was early September, as I recall, the first week of school. It all started just about the time you and I were bumping into each other in the front office of the elementary school. Neither of us had known the other person was going to show up. Waverly!
Alex, what are you doing here? Did you get sent to the principal's office?
No, I'm here for an inspection.
Suspension?
Inspection! I imagine you were sent down, though. What did you do this time? Put a thumbtack on the teacher's chair? Or did you dip some little girl's pigtail in the inkwell?
No, I'm here to give a talk to the third grade.
There's a familiar face, Dr. Schofield. I always know it's the beginning of a new school year when I see you.
Mr. Edwards, hello again. Have you ever met my friend Waverly Underhill?
No, I haven't, but I've heard quite a bit about you. You're the police captain.
Uh-oh, look, here comes a police car.
The light's flashing, but no siren. That doesn't look good. Marcia, I'll be in my office. Send them right in.
I will.
Waverly. Recognize the officer?
Yes, that's Sam Haggerty. Samantha Haggerty.
Oh, yes.
You know her.
So it is. Who's the scrawny teenager she's got with her?
Never saw him before.
I know who that is. That's Jimmy Huggins. He lives across the street.
Dr. Schofield and Captain Underhill. Great. Boy, am I glad to see you. Got a situation here, guys. I may need your help. Can you stick around?
No, of course.
Certainly.
Follow me. I need to see him.
Go in. He's waiting for you.
Principal Edwards?
Come in, officer.
I'm Officer Haggerty.
Close the door. Tell me what this is about.
I believe we have an emergency on our hands, sir.
What is it?
Jimmy, have a seat there. This is Jimmy Huggins. He lives across the street in that split level.
Yes, I've seen him before.
You know Captain Underhill and Dr. Schofield. I've asked them to step in. Jimmy, tell these men what you told me.
I was doing a favor for a friend of mine, taking care of his pet snake for him. He got loose over there in my front yard.
It's poisonous.
Oh, my God.
What kind of snake?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
When did this happen?
Yesterday, around noon.
Yesterday?
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm sounding the alarm. We have to evacuate the school immediately.
Not yet, not yet. Don't do that.
A poisonous snake loose from across the street? It could be in this building. We can't take the chance.
You're right, but it might be outside, too. You might be putting the children in greater jeopardy, sending them out.
We'll herd them onto the blacktop until we can put them back on buses and send them home, then search the entire building.
I agree, but don't use the fire alarm. You'll set off loud bells. You'll start a stampede of footsteps. If the snake is in the school, say it's under somebody's desk, you might startle it and cause it to strike.
What do you propose,
First,
Captain?
I want to hear more. Tell me more about this snake. Describe it.
It's a baby, I think. I'm not sure. It's only about that long. I didn't know it was poisonous. A friend of mine asked me to keep it in my basement for about a month or two while he went to the mountains backpacking. He said he'd be back for it yesterday when I checked it. It didn't look right. It looked like it was sick or dying or something. I thought since it was warm and sunny out, maybe some sunlight would help it. So I carried its aquarium out to the front lawns, removed the cover so the sun could shine in, and I took out anything it could crawl on to get out on. And then I left it alone for about maybe 10 minutes, not even that, and when I came back, it was missing. I still don't know how we got out. I looked everywhere, and I just couldn't find it.
Why didn't you report it?
As I say, I didn't know it was poisonous until this morning, when my friend finally called, and I told him what happened.
Was it a snake from around here?
There are no poisonous snakes indigenous to this area.
I don't know. It didn't quite look like anything I've ever seen before.
We need to find out in case someone gets bitten. We need to get hold of the proper anti-venom.
Jimmy, call your friend back and ask him.
I can't reach him. Not for another couple of weeks.
All right. All right. Try this. Clear your mind and just relax. Your friend may have mentioned it, but in the excitement over the phone, you might not have been paying close attention. You were probably nervous. But see if you can dredge up anything, any scrap of information he might have said about what kind of snake it was.
Captain Underhill.
Shh, hush, just let him relax.
He might have said something about it being some kind of cobra. I didn't quite catch it or something. But that's when I called the police.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy. Jimmy, right?
Yes.
And your friend's name?
Paul Lefter.
Paul Lefter. All right, Jimmy. Let me make this suggestion. If you wish to have any hope of avoiding a reckless endangerment charge, I suggest you dispense with the imaginary friend charade right now. Fess up. It was your snake. He hesitated. I'm right.
And you let it go.
It's not illegal to own one.
You waited 24 hours to report this?
Is this a real snake, or are you making that up too?
No. No, it's real. I swear it is. Chew was my pet, and I messed up. But I'm not lying now, anyway. You got away from me.
Then start making up for it by giving us your complete cooperation.
What do you want me to do?
Captain Underhill, we've got to evacuate.
Soon, soon. First, take us to the spot where you lost it.
You won't find it.
I want to see.
Then you do know what kind of a snake it was.
Egyptian cobra.
Egyptian cobra?
Latin name, Naja Haji.
Spell it.
N-A-J-A-H-A-J-E.
All right, let's go. Show me. What does it look like?
Well, it's about this long, creamy yellow. It's got a little black band near the throat.
It's bite lethal?
It is. More so when they become adults. But even right after hatching, they're pretty deadly.
Well, it would be to a child. Waverly, now that we know what kind, I'm going to get on the horn to see if I can locate the proper anti-venom. Get it here just in case.
Good idea, Alex. Get going. Good luck.
I'll go with you. If a child is bitten, how much time will we have?
No, depends. If it's a neurotoxin, probably not more than 15 minutes.
Jimmy, what in the world were you thinking, having a dangerous animal like that across from a school? Were you insane?
I didn't quite think it posed a danger.
You didn't quite think it posed a danger.
It's not going to bite a kid. It won't want to. It'll just try to get away. It won't think they're food or anything.
What if a child tries to pick it up?
Well, that's why I reported it.
You said it was sick.
No, I made that up.
Mm-hmm. That's better.
It was sluggish, but that's from being cold-blooded. Well, this is where I put it.
Yes. Yes, it's very exposed. Around what time yesterday?
Oh, around this time. Around now. But only for about 15 minutes.
Or maybe it was an hour.
No, I'm not lying. It was 15.
Earlier you said it was 10.
Well, 10 or 15.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
What matters is, when he came back, it was gone.
I'm hoping some animal ate it. If not, it will die this winter for sure. You won't be able to take the cold. It comes from an African desert. If I already looked around that shrubbery, you can look. Branches, too, you won't find it.
Was that jackhammer going yesterday?
Yes, it was.
Not good.
Why?
Well, from what I know about snakes, they're sensitive to three things. Heat, smell, and vibration. Correct?
Right.
A vibration like that, I don't think it would exactly head towards it, do you?
No.
Yeah. It's September now. It's starting to chill down. Yesterday was about like today. Warm but chilly and not much wind. Warm in the air, but cool along the ground. You can feel the difference if you put your hand down there. Even without a wind, it feels cooler. The snake would have noticed that. It would have found it warmer inside the aquarium as the sun heated it up. That would have made it more active. As soon as it got out, it would have felt that coolness. It would have been interested in cover and warmth. Warmth and cover, right?
Right. It wouldn't be hunting.
Which way did you set down the aquarium?
Huh?
Which way was it oriented?
Sideways, like this.
Mm-hmm. Parallel to the street?
Yeah.
Was there an opaque backing on one side?
Huh? What does that mean?
Was the aquarium transparent all the way through?
Oh, I see. No, there was a backing on the back.
And which side had the backing when you set it down? The uphill side or the downhill side?
Well, it would have to have been the uphill, if you want to call it that. But there's not much of an incline.
It's enough. Enough so when you set the aquarium down, it angles the glass a few degrees. Enough to create a minimal slope on the inside of the downhill pane, which the snake, with its gripping coils, could take advantage of. He might have slid up the glass, levered himself over the lip, and plopped down onto the grass, which we can assume it did. Wouldn't take that much of a tilt.
How do you figure that out?
Therefore, it's likely the snake toppled out on the downhill side, and because of the aquarium's backing, he couldn't see the nearest cover, which would have been your house there, but instead he saw the closest cover across the street, which would have been the school. Unless there were automobiles parked along the curb.
There wouldn't be. It's a school zone. No parking.
Too bad a car didn't run it over.
Wishful thinking. The street pavement is another allure. Nice warm pavement. The asphalt beyond would be even warmer. You've got molded curbs here. No storm drains either direction.
I've looked both ways. I looked everywhere, believe me.
All right, let's assume it headed this way, away from the jackhammer, towards the warmth of the pavement, towards its nearest and most obvious cover, which is the shrubbery in front of the school.
I've looked carefully around there, too.
Is there heat on in the building?
There is. I don't know why they put it on this early. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so the snake might well have sought refuge when the sun went down. Next question is, how could it get in?
I'm hoping a hawk swooped down and carried it off.
More wishful thinking.
The front door?
Possible. Slithering along the baseboard unseen, yes. Yes, it's possible.
There are no screens over the windows.
But they're off the ground. How could it climb up?
Are you kidding?
How old is your school?
Cobras are climbers.
How old is your school?
50 years plus.
Time enough for cracks to develop in the foundation.
Cobras are burrowers, too.
Oh, my God. I just thought of something.
What?
The expansion.
What expansion?
The construction that's going on in the West Wing. Come here. Come over here. See. We're building off the back. It's not even that weather-sealed now. It's mostly plastic tarps covering up the opening.
Edwards, Captain Underhill. The animal control people are on their way.
All right. I want to go check out the construction, but I think it's time to get the evacuation started.
I'll go.
No, you stay with me, Mr. Edwards. Sam, would you mind?
Not a bit.
Start with the West Wing and go quietly, one classroom at a time. Instruct them no going to lockers, no backpacks, no coats, no putting on shoes or boots if they don't have them on already. Walk them to the gym and then out to the blacktop. You agree?
I agree.
I'll get started.
Do others know?
Just the receptionist.
Good. Keep it that way. Evacuate without explaining. Better not to start the rumor flying. Avoid panic.
It's not a mountain lion for crying out loud. It's just a baby snake. More people die from bee stings.
Captain Underhill, will you advise this idiot of his rights so we can start taking down his statements and use them against him?
Let's keep our focus and pay attention to what's important here.
Excuse me.
I want to go check out the construction site. You're right. This is a potential entrance point.
Do you want to go in?
Yes. Yes, let's go in.
They were supposed to have finished this by now. They're way behind schedule. The sand is fairly soft. If the snake came this way, it might have left some trace.
I doubt so, but it won't hurt to look.
How much does it weigh?
20 grams.
How much is that?
About as heavy as a AA battery.
Do you want to go through?
No. No, let's go back around, but let's go this way and cover new ground. Why are the shades drawn in that classroom? Because of the construction?
No, that's the kindergarten. It must be their nap time.
Nap time? Do they sleep on the floor or at desks?
On the floor with pillows and blankets.
On the floor? How many children?
20, approximately 20.
Terrific. A nice, warm, dark room with 20 pillows and 20 blankets to crawl under and 20 sleeping kids. It could crawl up a pant leg. It's a baby snake. It very well might. We're going to have to handle this differently. Delicately. Jimmy, do this.
What?
Run. Run as fast as you can and find Officer Haggerty. Tell her to skip the kindergarten. Evacuate all the other classes first. Tell her we're coming in. Now run.
I'm on my way.
Let's go back in, too.
What are you going to do? How are we going to handle this?
I'm thinking. We'll evacuate the children, one at a time. But there's still too much of a risk. Where's the radiator in that room? Where's the heat source?
Under the windows.
Oh, that won't do. Something else got to be something.
Waverly, I was just coming to find you.
Anybody find the snake?
No.
What about the anti-venom?
Well, it's on the way, but the closest was Florida. It's going to take hours to get it here.
Let's hope we don't need it.
What are you going to do? The longer we leave them there...
A few more minutes won't matter. I've got an idea. Where's the janitor's closet?
Over there.
Where's the janitor? Does he have a key?
Well, I've got one, too. What are you going to do?
Well, there's no sink in here, but is there any of what I'm looking for? Ah, yes, there is. Good. Now, Mr. Edwards, do me a favor. Page the janitor and ask him to meet us in the West Wing and bring his bucket and mop.
I'll tell Marcia.
We'll meet down there. Come on, Alex.
I'm coming.
I'm coming, too.
Waverly, I grabbed an encyclopedia out of the library.
Good thinking.
I looked up Egyptian cobras.
All right, let's hear it. Read me anything.
Well, let's see. It says juveniles are either yellow-brown, yellow-cream, or gray in color.
This one is yellow-cream.
Mr. Gilbert, go to the West Wing with your mop and bucket.
About the species, it says they're usually docile.
That's good.
And some can be aggressive. Juveniles are aggressive.
Not good.
It says Egyptian cobras are observant, intelligent, and fast-moving. Venom glands are modified salivary glands. Short, immobile fangs. Bite lasts several seconds. Neurotoxic venom is highly poisonous, destroys nerve tissue, much more potent than common cobra. Paralysis, death, occur within 15 minutes.
Not good.
Also called an asp, it's the snake that bit Cleopatra. Used by snake charmers, nests in rodent burrows, seeks warm, dry environment with water nearby.
Now that's helpful.
They will often enter homes, it says.
That's not. Here is the kindergarten. The lights are off. Let's be quiet now. No, we're not going in.
Oh, don't you want to summon the teacher?
Not yet. I don't want to disturb anybody in there just yet. Here comes Sam.
All the other classes. Why are we waiting on this?
Waverly will have to tell you. He wants us to keep our voices down.
The children are in there napping on the floor with pillows and blankets. Too accessible to the snake. I want to try something before we start bringing them out. Oh, good. Good. Here comes the principal and the janitor.
This is Mr. Gilbert.
Softly. Keep your voices down.
And if you're evacuating, how come there were no bells?
Shh. Keep your voice down, please.
What for?
He wants us to.
The kindergartners are sleeping.
So they sleep every day. I never lower my voice. What do you want me to do? Where's the mess?
Nolly, we're following this man's instructions. He's Captain Underhill, a policeman.
I need you to...
Kind of old, ain't you? I can tell the way this lady's dressed, she's a cop, but you... You're not even in uniform.
Never mind that.
I'm retired, but I still know how to police. What have you got in this bucket right now?
Water.
What else?
Disinfectant.
How much?
3 cap fills. Why?
Just answer his questions, Nolly. Don't ask them.
Then we'll add 3 more.
Hey, where'd you get that?
I opened the storeroom for him.
And 3 more. One more should do it. There. There, it's strong, but not too strong. The children don't sleep too near the door, do they?
No, they don't.
All right, Mr. Gilbert. Here's what I'd like you to do. Use your mop and kindly slosh as much of this liquid under that door as you can.
You can't be serious.
Go ahead, Nolly. Do as he asks.
But there's carpeting on the other side. You know that.
Shh.
If I do, it's going to ruin
hush,
it.
Hush.
It's going to bleach it out.
Nolly, never mind. Do as he says. Go ahead. Just do as he says.
Oh,
there's no time to explain.
Okay. But somebody's going to have to answer to the school board, and it ain't going to be little old me.
Waverly, I hope this is necessary.
It's a reasonably prudent precaution.
How so?
Well, what's the animal sensitive to? Warmth, vibration, and smell. So far, as I surmise, it's been attracted to the heat of this building. It has run from the noisy vibration outside, the jackhammer. Let's see if it will run from a noxious odor as well. The children will be used to the smell, but our friend should find it highly obnoxious and leave. Then we can safely evacuate.
What if it's not in there?
Well, then it's simply insurance that was bought but ended up not being needed. Happens all the time.
Mr. Edwards!
Come out!
What is this mess?
Come out, Mrs. White. Step out.
Close the door.
All this whispering. What's going on? Why are the police
here? The school is being evacuated.
It is? What for?
It's precautionary.
That's the whole
against
bucket.
What?
Another? No.
I can't
explain
right now.
No. Go ahead. The other classes have gone. She needs to know. And so does Mr. Gilbert.
Precaution against what?
Poisonous snake may be loose in the
school. A snake?
We believe... Captain Underhill believes it may be somewhere in your classroom.
Teacher?
Uh-oh. Come out, little girl. Come on. Come out. You want your teacher? Here she is.
Mrs. White!
Waverly, she's fainted. The teacher has fainted.
Well, look after her. Mr. Edwards, I suggest you go in and monitor the class.
All right.
We'll wait a few more minutes for the odor to do its trick.
What is it, honey?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Escort her.
Sure, I'll take you. What's your name?
The teacher's reviving. She's coming around, Waverly.
I'm all right. No, let me sit up.
Not too fast.
Let me get up. I'm fine. Please? You say there's a poisonous snake in my room?
Possibly.
You're trying to drive it off. With that strong smell?
That's the idea.
Somebody's going to have to answer to the school board.
The smell idea just might work. Snakes have what's it called, Jacobson's organ. It's a pouch in the roof of their mouth where they insert their tongue after they lick the air. They have very sensitive noses, you know. You probably used way more than you needed.
Good.
I'm going back in.
Are you sure?
The kids know me. I can keep them calm.
You sure you're all right?
Yes. I'll scream if I see it, but as long as I don't, I'll be all right. I hate snakes. I don't hate them, but I'm scared to death of them, even non-poisonous ones. They make my skin buckle and my knees crawl. My skin crawl and my knees buckle. You can see how rattled I am, but I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm calm. I'm going in.
Keep the lights off.
I will.
Don't let the kids know what we're looking for.
Of course not.
We'll start in less than a minute.
Well, you could probably start now. It's going to work at all. It probably has by now.
Okay, then, you stay here. Alex, come with me.
Well, what do I do?
Just stay out here. Watch for the snake out in the hall. As we send the kids out, collect them in a group.
Mrs. White, Mr. Edward, let's get started.
I've done some looking around, but there's no sign of it.
Teacher?
Timothy, we're keeping quiet. Nap time is not over. How shall we do this?
Make an announcement. Have them lie on their backs and place their hands on their stomachs. And lie still. Try to get them to stay in that position until we come around and tap them on the shoulder. Then they can get up and leave. Try to make a game of it.
I'll try.
We don't want to sound nervous.
I'll try. Children, I want everyone to listen to me. Lie still. Don't get up. I want everyone to lie perfectly still. We're going to play a game. You're all lying on your backs. Good. I want you to place your hands on your tummies. No, let's fold our arms across our chests like this, like an Egyptian mummy. Remember how we talked about Egyptian mummies? See how I am doing it. Can everyone do that?
Teacher?
Good.
Teacher?
Just a minute, Stephanie. Good. Everybody's doing it. Now, I want to see if every one of you can lie just as still as you can until one of us adults comes around
and
taps you on the shoulder.
Teacher?
Then, not now. Once you're tapped, I want you to go out of the room and wait for me in the hall. But not until you're tapped. Wait until you're tapped. Until then, I want you to try to lie just as still as mummies. Sleeping mummies.
Teacher?
Stephanie?
Teacher?
Every child who does exactly that will receive a special treat. Stephanie what?
Teacher, who are these men?
That's Principal Edwards and some other adults who are helping us play this game.
Mrs. White?
Grace, didn't I say we're holding still?
But teacher...
Better find out.
What is it, Grace?
I don't like that smell.
Neither do I. None of us do. But you won't have to smell it much longer.
All right, let's proceed. Alex, turn on the lights. When they come on, everybody keep your eyes open.
Right.
I'm here.
Sam's back. Good. You can help. The four of us will each take a row. Sam, check the kids along the wall. I'll do the ones nearest the radiator. Alex, you and Mr. Edwards take the two middle rows. We'll start up here and work back.
Do I do anything?
Yes. Keep watch. Make sure they leave promptly once we tap them.
How do you recommend we go about this?
I'd start by peeling back the blanket. And if you know what is under it, I think it'll run for cover. Most likely up against the child's body. So try to look under each child as best you can.
Check pockets and cuffs.
Then,
be careful.
Then pull them up by their hands. Don't allow them to stand up by themselves and don't let them put their hands under the pillows. Don't move the pillows yourself or pick them up. If a blanket is lying by itself, let it be.
Lights on?
Lights on. I'll go first. So, this must be mummy number two. Boy, the real thing. A real mummy's mummy. Look how still he's holding. I see. He checks out. So I'm going to tap this mummy on the shoulder and say, give me your hands and pull him up.
Clarence, come ahead. Go out and wait for me out there.
And this one must be mummy number three. She's also very good at lying still. Okay, give me your hands, Miss Mummy. Up-sa-daisy. Out you go.
Number four.
Thank you.
Clear, go out right in the hall.
This kindergartner here, Mummy number five.
I'm very impressed with how well these children, I mean mummies, can lie so still and then go out so orderly.
Out you go.
Mummy
out
number six
hall.
Checks out.
Yep.
So I Kit. Tap her shoulder.
Hi.
No.
Tip-top.
Do not sit up. Give
mummy
me your hands.
Mummy number seven.
There you go.
All right.
Out you go.
Let me help you up. All right. Go out.
You're fine.
And mummy number nine. Another excellent mummy. Okay, let me have your hands so I can pull you up. Oh, no, don't hang from my arms. Let go. Put your feet down. Put them down. Okay, go out.
Pretend. What? Go out in the hall.
Teacher, the floor is wet over here.
Oh, never mind.
Go.
Never mind.
Out you go.
Go out.
Wet on the floor over here.
I know it.
See you.
Adrian, walk quietly. No running.
I
know.
I'm getting my shoes.
No, no. It's all right. I'll lift you up. Hank. Very funny. He's walking like a mummy. Ouch.
It looks like someone peed on the rug.
Hank. Adrian. Ouch. I know two who are going to the principal's office in half a second.
Send them down.
If they don't behave.
Send them down, Mrs. White.
Don't close the door.
Great Scott.
Good heavens.
We'll start in less than a minute.
Well, you could probably start now. It's going to work at all. It probably has by now.
Okay, then, you stay here. Alex, come with me.
Well, what do I do?
Just stay out here. Watch for the snake out in the hall. As we send the kids out, collect them in a group.
Mrs. White, Mr. Edward. Let's get started.
I've done some looking around, but there's no sign of it.
Teacher?
Timothy, we're keeping quiet. Nap time is not over. How shall we do this?
Make an announcement. Have them lie on their backs and place their hands on their stomachs. And lie still. Try to get them to stay in that position until we come around and tap them on the shoulder. Then they can get up and leave. Try to make a game of it.
I'll try.
We don't want to sound nervous.
I'll try. Children, I want everyone to listen to me. Lie still. Don't get up. I want everyone to lie perfectly still. We're going to play a game. You're all lying on your backs? Good. I want you to place your hands on your tummies. No, let's fold our arms across our chests like this. Like an Egyptian mummy. Remember how we talked about Egyptian mummies? See how I'm doing it. Can everyone do that?
Teacher?
Good.
Teacher?
Just a minute, Stephanie. Good. Everybody's doing it. Now, I want to see if every one of you can lie just as still as you can until one of us adults comes around
teacher,
and taps you teacher, on the shoulder.
Teacher,
then,
teacher.
Not now. Once you're tapped, I want you to go out of the room and wait for me in the hall. But not until you're tapped. Wait until you're tapped. Until then, I want you to try to lie just as still as mummies. Sleeping mummies.
Teacher.
Stephanie.
Teacher.
Every child who does exactly that will receive a special treat. Stephanie what?
Teacher, who are these men?
That's Principal Edwards and some other adults who are helping us play this game.
Mrs. White?
Grace, didn't I say we're holding still?
But teacher...
Better find out.
What is it, Grace?
I don't like that smell.
Neither do I. None of us do. But you won't have to smell it much longer.
All right, let's proceed. Alex, turn on the lights. When they come on, everybody keep your eyes open.
Right.
I'm here.
Sam's back. Good. You can help. The four of us will each take a row. Sam, check the kids along the wall. I'll do the ones nearest the radiator. Alex, you and Mr. Edwards take the two middle rows. We'll start up here and work back.
Do I do anything?
Yes. Keep watch. Make sure they leave promptly once we tap them.
How do you recommend we go about this?
I'd start by peeling back the blanket. And if you know what is under it, I think it'll run for cover. Most likely up against the child's body. So try to look under each child as best you can.
Check pockets and cuffs.
Then,
be careful.
Then pull them up by their hands. Don't allow them to stand up by themselves and don't let them put their hands under the pillows. Don't move the pillows yourself or pick them up. If a blanket is lying by itself, let it be.
Lights on?
Lights on. I'll go first. So, this must be mummy number two. Boy, the real thing. A real mummy's mummy. Look how still he's holding.
Mm-hmm, I see. He checks out. So I'm going to tap this mummy on the shoulder and say, give me your hands and pull him up.
Clarence, come ahead. Go out and wait for me out there.
And this one must be mummy number 3. She's also very good at lying still. Okay, give me your hands, Miss Mummy. Up-sa-daisy. Out you go.
Number 4.
Thank you.
Clear, go out and wait in the hall.
This kindergartner here, mummy number 5.
I'm very impressed with how well these children, I mean mummies, can lie so still and then go out so orderly.
Out you go.
Mummy number 6 checks out, so I tap her shoulder. No.
Tip-toe.
Do not sit up.
Mummy number
7.
Ah,
there you go.
All right.
Out you go.
Let me help you up. All right. Go out.
You're fine.
And mummy number 9. Another excellent mummy. Okay, let me have your hands so I can pull you up. Oh, no, don't hang from my arms. Let go. Put your feet down. Put them down. Okay, go out.
That's it. Go out in the hall.
Teacher, the forest wet over.
Never mind.
Out you go.
Go out.
Put on the floor over here.
I know it.
See you.
Adrian, walk quietly. No running.
I don't have my shoes.
I know.
I'm getting my shoes.
No. It's all right.
Thank you.
I'll lift you.
Mr. Mummy.
Hank, very funny. He's walking like a mummy.
Pee.
Ouch.
If we take some of Pete on the rug.
Hank, Adrian. Ouch! I know two who are going to the principal's office in half a second.
Send them down.
If they don't behave.
Send them down, Mrs. White.
Don't close the door.
Great Scott!
Good heavens!
Now we're all a little edgy. Never mind. Mummy 13 didn't move, though, even when the door was slammed. She's a mom mummy. Okay, you're tapped.
Wait for your teacher.
Give your hands.
Never mind, we'll bring them out.
Never mind your shoes, Louisa.
But teacher, my feet get wet.
Just go out.
I'll take my shoes.
No, just go out. And don't close the door, remember. Don't close it.
I want my blanket.
No, leave the blanket.
I want it.
Kaylee, we don't take blankets out of the classroom.
17. Four.
Upright.
All right,
leave the room.
Super mummy. I'm going to
look for
an imitation of a mummy. I swear, I must be in the Museum of Fine Arts.
Tap the shoulder.
He gets an
A-OK.
Out you go.
I don't have my
shoes. I know. Go out.
And up he gets. And out in the hall you go. Thank you.
Number 20, Captain Weberly.
Yes, and this mummy has been the most patient of all. She's been lying the stillest for the longest. She's going to get very high mummy marks for this. Let's see. Goodness! She appears to be entirely alone under this blanket.
Yippee!
So, hands up, young lady. Stand up. Good. And out you go. Thank you, Mummy 20. Oh, boy, that's over. Thank goodness we did it.
I'll say.
We did. We did it. We succeeded.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
What, was it a success? Was all this necessary?
Of course it was. No child was bitten.
We may never know. But so what? It was the right thing to do.
I'm coming.
Miss Edwards, look at this mess.
I know, but we'll talk about it later.
That ruined a $2,000 comfort, you know.
Captain?
Better to err on the side of caution.
Don't call it an error. I call it a stupid thing.
Holly, Gilbert will discuss.
Captain,
fine.
I can tell you one thing.
It's going to be my merry butt in the sling when the school board hears about it.
I'm certainly glad you were here. Yes.
I didn't approve of this.
Yes.
I think you did a great job.
Me too.
Good news, the children are all out. The buses are arriving. We're sending them home. The school has been safely evacuated, thanks to you three. I can't thank you enough. Now, if we'll all clear out, the animal control people are anxious to get started. They're starting a sweep from the other end.
I'll get my bag.
Well, someone should check the buses before putting kids on, shouldn't they?
They're not parked on the property, so I don't think it's a danger, but we will. Come on, they want us out right away.
Oh, oh my God, I see the snake, I see it!
Where?
Right there, under my desk, under my satchel, under my desk!
She's right, I see it.
I see it too.
Where?
You can just see part of it sticking out.
You're right, I see it. You were right, Captain Underhill.
Oh, my Lord, I was about to pick it up. My heart is beating like a trip hammer. I was just reaching for it.
I'll go get the animal control people.
Hold it, not yet. It might get away before they get here. Quick, four of you get in a corner and lift the desk. Move it that way. I'll upend this wastebasket over it.
You want me to get on a corner? I want to get up on the desk. I don't want to lift it.
Don't think about it. Just do it. Get on a back leg. Sam, you and Alex take the front. Ed, you and Mrs. White, the back legs. And we'll go that way. On the count of three. One, two, three. Good. It's still there. All right. Now, Sam, quickly lift the satchel and I'll throw this over. Count of three. One, two, three.
Did it. We've captured it. This time we really did.
Just a second.
What are you doing? Don't lift that off.
We really don't.
I just want a quick look.
No, get away now.
Girl, what was that scream?
We found it.
We've got it.
We've captured it.
All right, then. Everybody out. We'll take over. Where is it?
Under that wastebasket. The rest of us are getting out. Now. I'm closing the door.
It won't matter. It can easily slip under.
Waverly, why did you want to look under the wastebasket?
Well, I could tell you, but if I'm right, now, someone else will tell you in a sec.
Well, gentlemen, close but no cigar.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid you didn't capture the snake, but he left you his calling card. This.
A snake skin.
It must have been undergoing its first molt.
But it proves the snake was here. Waverly, you're vindicated.
Vindicated, perhaps, but the question still remains. Where's our snake?
We'll find it. Everybody clear out. We'll find it.
Then what happened?
How was your scrub, dear?
Oh, yes, it was very good. Most excellent.
Scrumptious.
Delicious, Gertie, as usual.
I'll clear these. And bring you your Boston cream pie, and you your banana cream pie. For you, miss?
Just coffee, please, Black. Go on, Captain. Then what happened?
Then nothing. Then we all went home and let the animal control people take over.
I would say this is definitely a case I would like to record in the Institute's archives.
Well, that's up to you.
I thought it remarkable how you were able to deduce the trail the serpent took, how you were able to think like a snake.
Oh, he's good at that.
So it was the snake skin you found?
Uh-huh. Snakes are more dangerous when they're molting. Did you know that? More apt to strike because they're half blinded by their sheath of old skin.
May I ask you a personal question?
Personalize away.
I was just wondering, if you hadn't found the cobra's skin, would you have felt somewhat foolish?
What for?
For ruining the carpet. If it had all been a wild goose chase?
Well, if it had been a wild goose chase, sure. But I've never heard of a poisonous wild goose.
What happened with the cobra, then? Where did the animal control people find it?
They never did.
You mean you don't know to this day what happened to it?
I didn't say that. It was a full year later. I came back to the school to give another talk. Afterwards, I drove about a half mile away and stopped into a general store for some canned goods I needed for a canoeing trip I was going on. What I was looking for was in the back, up on a high shelf. I was standing on a stepladder, reaching over a row of cans in the front, when suddenly I felt a sharp prick on my finger.
The snake?
No, it was a nail sticking through the shelf backing.
Oh, don't tell lies.
Sorry. Actually, a week afterwards in the school cafeteria, the cook was cutting through a warm Slappy Joe sandwich and his knife blade struck something hard. You know what it was?
The snake?
No, his thumb.
Oh, you are so mean. Don't tell lies. You are messing up my notes and my records. I don't know if you're pulling my leg or not.
Oh, he's never going to tell you, so I will. It was 2 weeks after the incident. Nolly Gilbert, the janitor, went out to his truck, the one he usually drove to school, and he reached behind the front seat for a fishing rod and a tackle box, and something sharp gripped his finger.
A fish hook.
Right, you got it.
You both are so mean. What then, so you never found out? But wait, you mentioned there was an unlucky unfortunate. You must know something more. What happened?
We'll stop torturing you. Here's the honest truth. Yes, the cobra was eventually found, but not 2 weeks later or 1 year later, but 3 months afterwards. It was found in the school. It was found in the East Wing in the fourth grade class, in the hamster aquarium.
Oh, so it was the hamster that was the unlucky unfortunate?
Let's just say the snake wiggled in, but couldn't wiggle out.
Here's your coffee, dear. I'll set it down. And you sit on your hands so you don't bump me. I don't want this hot coffee in this young lady's lap.
I'll do as you say, Gertie, but you know it's always hard to control my hands around you.
Try anything and this banana cream pie will end up your shaving cream.
She'd do it, too.
You have been listening to Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater's presentation of The Case of the Cobra in the Kindergarten. The actors in tonight's play...
Dave Ellsworth played the part of Captain Waverly Underhill.
Wally O'Hara played the part of Dr. Alexander Schofield.
The part of Gertie McQuarters was played by Jean Bates.
The kindergarten teacher, Mrs. White, was played by Aileen Kuss.
The part of Principal Edwards was played by Peter Mylan.
The part of Samantha Haggerty was played by Paula Hersey.
Eric Bartlett played the part of Jimmy Huggins.
Jim Bronston played the part of Nolly Gilbert.
Patience Martin played the part of Uma Roy Chowdhury. And Marsha, the receptionist.
Michael Clark played the animal control officer.
Tonight's program was produced by Stephen Oney, Mark Birmingham, and Dave Ellsworth.
Written and directed by Stephen Thomas Oney.
Original music by Mark Birmingham.
Editing and mixing by Jim Hall.
This program is copyrighted by Stephen Thomas Oney for Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater. Special thanks to the Barnstable West Barnstable Elementary School and Mr. Johnson's kindergarten class, and a tip of the hat to Richard Mastenbroek for tantalizing cobra facts and lore. This program is based in part on a true incident which took place at the Robin Hood Elementary School in Stoneham, Massachusetts in 1996.
This is Mark Birmingham, wishing you a pleasant evening and inviting you to tune in again when the fog rolls in on another chapter of Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater.